Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to another session of sanity. That's what I get for swallowing and turning the mic on at the same time. Anyway, God bless. I don't know, too much information for some of you, right? God bless. Thanks for being with me. Always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look at, hit up MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Michael Lindell is really cutting some real deals right now for a lot of you who listen to the show. Use promo code Joe on the way out. That's right. Get your stuff, shove it in the cart. Do not look at the dollar amount at that point. Wait till you get to the checkout. You put my app. Promo code Joe, J-O-E, can't make it any easier than that, right? Promo code Joe, and then real simple, watch the number at least drop in half, right? Drop in half. That simple. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you car enthusiasts. Yeah, I know. It's funny to say it. Got the end of an era coming up next year. That's right. Dodge is going to stop making gas-powered Chargers in 2003. Well, Chargers and Challengers, same car, though. Right? I mean, this is done. They'll stop producing gas-powered versions of its popular Charger and Challenger. They're muscle cars. Muscle cars require lots of noise. Gas smell. Come on, you guys, you with me? I mean, really. That's like saying guns now will be made with, remember the old little caps? The little red roll of caps? Is that really what we want? Is that what we're thinking about? We're celebrating the end of an era, the start of a bright and new electrified future. Right. By staying true to our brand, Tim Kaminsky is the Dodge chief executive. The iconic muscle car of the 1960s and 70s, the Charger and the Challenger models, were reintroduced, reimagined, if you would, in the early 2000s. God, according to The Hill, production of two models will end at Brampton Assembly Plant in Ontario, Canada, in December of 2023. Right? Dodge will transition the vehicles out of next year through the sale of seven heritage models. God, this is terrible. Right? The more stringent emission standards have required Dodge to rethink its lineup. I mean, is this what you think? This is what our founding fathers had in mind? For the government to regulate the crud out of somebody? In all ways? I mean, really? It truly makes no sense. The move from Dodge comes after major automakers are increasingly pivoting towards electric vehicles in an effort to reduce carbon. No, they're not in an effort to reduce. They're bullpuckies. In an effort not to get fined. Right? In an effort to fall in line with what the government wants you to do. I mean, seriously, think about it. Anyway, according to The Hill, electric vehicles are steadily growing. Their market share in the U.S. now, after all these years, is a whopping 4%. Right? It almost hit 5% in 2021. Eh, not quite. Fell a little short. Don't you love it? All these things are supposed to be so great, so wonderful, so right. Why don't they ever take off? Just trying to understand. You know, you ever notice that after a press conference, Joey B's nowhere to be found, right? Sean Duffy recently wrote a piece. He gave his take on the President Biden supposedly hiding from the press following the FBI's raid on the former President Donald Trump's house. No, he did. Right? Joe Biden's making his way out of D.C. right now, he said on the Jesse Waters show. The president spent a few hours in Washington today after a week of exclusive South Carolina Island. Biden stopped by the White House to sign a tax and spending bill. Now he's on the way to another vacation. Hey, boys, I'm going to drop by the office. Just have the paperwork ready. I'll sign whatever you need, and I'm out of here again. Really? It's just amazing. You know, it's odd behavior for a president, especially when he's just spent 2 weeks in quarantine. So he was basically on vacation to begin with. 2 weeks in quarantine. How much rest is... Well, I guess he needs a lot of rest. I don't know. Maybe these vacations aren't really about catching rays and hanging out with Hunter. Maybe he's hiding from the press. He's hiding Hunter. Maybe the two of them are being coached as to what to say. Should they be, you know, pummeled with questions about certain things? What do you think? I'm asking a question. Tell me that you're not thinking the same thing. Something's amiss. Right? I mean, they don't even trust Joe to say no comment anymore. Anytime he heads back for the mic, they cringe. You know they cringe. Because he can't be trusted to say the right thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I hear, I got to check it out before I say anything. But I hear that that Alaska, right, the Alaskan primary, right? Oh, you're going to have to wait. I'm not going to tell you. I will tell you. Sarah Palin's way out front. Nice to hear that. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly. Be part of the conversation. That's really what it boils down to. Right? I want you part of the conversation. I want you to understand what's going on. And frankly, you should allow people to push back. So you understand, so you know what's going on. So you can see how people, you know, I always say the same thing. You need to see how people are going to respond to what you're saying. So you know what to do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Get engaged. Get involved. Be part of the solution. That's how you fix things. All right, back at it again. I got so much stuff I want to get through. I won't get through the whole thing, but I don't really care. All right, what is ranked voting? You know, I fought the, in California we have what's called a guerrilla primary. And basically what it is, the two top vote getters are the ones that get on the November election. So you could get two Democrats. I mean, most areas in California are, the Democrat controlled. So the Republicans that signed up for that were morons. Just flat out morons. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. I don't know who in the Republican Party pushed it. It was a dumb idea. It was dumb from day one. Now, what is ranked choice voting? You look at it, Alaska, Maine, New York City, and a few other places that are using this, whatever it is. So what they do is, instead of voting for a single candidate, right? They vote by rank. And what that does is, are you supposed to vote, if there's 20 people on a ballot, do you rank them 1 through 20? You can't even get people to finish through a ballot now. Really? They have numbers for ballot abandonment, where people get in the booth, they start checking things off, they go about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through the ballot, and they stop. No more votes after that. So anyway, ranked choice voting differs from voting that most Americans are used to or experiencing, where you walk into a voting booth, pick your mail-in ballot, pick your one candidate, your whatever, and hand it in. With ranked choice voting, you get the ranked candidates presented before you. So the candidate you like the most, you rank number one. The candidate you like the least, you put in the last place, and then everybody else falls in between. And that's ranked choice voting. Right? Now, it operates normally on the first round, where only voters, first choice is counted. But if no candidate reaches 50% of the vote, then the election officials will begin counting the second choice candidates. Don't you find this amazing? I mean, think about the games you can play with this. The process involves eliminating the candidate with the least number of first choice votes from the ballot. And you keep doing this until somebody hits 50%. I know what they're doing. They do this in some other areas of politics. But it's usually live. It's usually, what is it? I think, is it Illinois? Right? When you go to one side of the room and the other, and if somebody doesn't get enough votes, then they do it again. I mean, really, do we have to dumb it down to that now for our people? Have we raised such a group of uninformed, ignorant folks? This is what we're stuck doing? For one of the open positions, you have two Republicans running and one Democrat. Now, it's fairly likely that Democrats are most likely going to vote for Democrats, whereas Republicans, conservatives, and libertarians will split their votes on the two GOP candidates. So first round, the Democrat may actually lead, but may not get 50%. So, and Alaska also has an open primary, meaning that every voter sees all the candidates of every party and not just the Republican or Democrat candidates. Just amazing. The question will be whether the ranked choice voting method increases turnout. Some people believe it could. Right? More candidates will typically run in a ranked choice election. Man, this is so confusing. So my first choice, if I only want to vote, we bullet vote in California sometimes. Think about it. We bullet vote in California. If that's the case, so we bullet vote, how is this going to work for us if we ever went to this? That's where you bullet vote is when you vote for one person. You know, you may have three choices to make, three seats that are open. But you kind of know the two incumbents or some of the incumbents are going to get back in, but you want somebody to get in that normally wouldn't. You bullet vote. Right? You have fewer and fewer Americans affiliated with either of the two major parties. Around half Americans are declared independents. Right? A lot of people more and more are heading that way because they're so teed off at the party. Now, the Republicans are running their own primary and Democrats running their own primary candidates. They run hard left or hard right these days, and voters who tend not to be hard left or hard right are faced with picking among the lesser of the two evils. They think this changes all that. Although, I don't know how. Right? Now, New York City has a long history of picking mayors who are liberal, even when they've, you know, had Republicans in recent years, like Mike Bloomberg. He was clearly on the left. The election, you would have expected them once again to get liberal. The Democrat Party is very powerful. And the liberal money interests are very powerful there. And look how that's working out for them. Isn't it cool? The one candidate, a Democrat who had real law enforcement experience, who ran on being tough on crime. He won in the first round. He took a few rounds before he had the votes. Right? He wasn't chosen. One downside is the ranked voting could drag an election out for days or weeks. Right? What if they have to keep coming back? You see how ridiculous this is? And how much it costs? People, how many times? You can't get them to vote one time. You're going to get them to come out three, four, five times? Are you for real? I don't think so. Not even close. 55 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Jim Jordan says there were 14 FBI whistleblowers that have come forward. They're done. They've had it. God bless these people. God protect these people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A judge has scheduled a hearing Thursday on potentially unsealing FBI records related to the raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida last week. Trump said the FBI demanded all security cameras be turned off during the raid. He clarified on social media, quote, We said no, unquote. Meanwhile, the former president said the Department of Justice and FBI had returned his passports, stating, "This should not happen in America." Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street Tuesday after another bumpy day as investors cautiously reviewed mostly encouraging financial results from major retailers. The S&P 500 index wound up with a modest gain of 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe and Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-PRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you need to be, you truly need to be part of the solution. Which means you have to be informed, for God's sakes. Anyway, all right. Again, 855-PRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's get to some of these FBI raids. And whether or not truly whether or not they're going to help or they're going to hurt. I mean, there's a lot coming out about these things, which I love. So the FBI raids, it looks like they're going to backfire on Democrats. The FBI, when you're talking about going after President Trump without any real... I mean, a lot of Republicans may have felt that we can't win and we're in a position that's really too tough for us. But when you do something like this, and you head into these, you know, coming into November elections, Republicans may win, could pick up many additional seats. This, I mean, everyone was so worried about the Roe versus Wade thing. But this may overshadow. Polls are showing that some lost Republican territories over the last number of weeks have been more than made up with the unannounced break in by the FBI. Something that should never have happened. Now, we're going to talk about the 14 whistleblowers that came forward in a little bit, but Trump shared a series of headlines backing up his post, right? He called one of the Mar-a-Lago wave the FBI raid on Trump's estate has increased the chances of a red wave in November. Right? Goes on to say, turnout, Trump and Mar-a-Lago raid made for big upset in Connecticut. Stuart Varney, he said if Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid was designed to intimidate, it failed. And that was exactly what it was designed to do, to intimidate. So the FBI who, well, no raid on Biden's house? No raid on Hunter Biden's house? I'd have to say, can we trust the FBI? Now, some of you think that this is, like, new. Like, this political meddling is new. It's not. This has happened in the past. They've played games in the past. I mean, heck, just read what happened under J. Edgar Hoover. Now that some of this stuff has been let loose, right? Let's take a little sidestep here, okay? Because there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of stuff that the FBI has done in the past that people just have forgotten about. Right? This untethered agency has now become a major threat to democracy, right? Truth is, the FBI, they played politics from its inception in the 1930s. It's got a long and tarnished history of resorting to deception, violence, lawlessness. Now, this isn't everybody. Let's just be clear here, okay? There are solid people in that organization that want to uphold law and order, and they're not being allowed to. But the FBI, dirty tricks, nothing new. They go way back with Senator Gerald Nile, a Republican. Go figure. An isolationist, unpopular with the FDR administration, he criticized the role of the munitions industry in shaping U.S. foreign policy. So the FBI made his life miserable, opening his mail, looking very much in vain for evidence of criminal activity. During the 1948 presidential election, the FBI leaked to Republican candidate Tom Dewey information about President Harry Truman and his past associations with the Pendergrass political machine back in Kansas City. Republicans used the information to try to tarnish Truman. That didn't work. During the 1948 presidential election, the FBI leaked it. I'm sorry, wrong one. The FBI made Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. their number one political target during the Civil Rights era. At one point, the agency even threatened to expose what they said. Oh, there you go. What they said was evidence of King's marital infidelities. They suggested to him the only way out was suicide. This is all documented. This is not right-wing, you know, crazy stuff, right? The American Civil Liberties Union, they hated the FBI, right? The FBI surveillance, raids against civil rights leaders, feminists, leftists, in the 50s and 60s. But now the ACLU is notably quiet. I wonder why. No, in all sincerity, I wonder why. In 2015, FBI Director James Comey, he invoked the persecution of King to claim that the agency is different now. Comey said he kept a letter on his desk from Attorney General Robert Kennedy to Hoover, approving the wiretap of King's phone calls to ensure that we remember our mistakes and that we learn from them. He went on to say it was purely a hit job, a political hit job. No kidding. Trump called the FBI an embarrassment to the country. He's right at this point. That's true today. But the Church Committee formed in 1975 to investigate misconduct by U.S. intelligence agencies. It reached a similar conclusion back in 1975. The committee's efforts led to the establishment of a permanent U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Unfortunately, congressional oversight has proven inadequate. Because whatever parties in control, they're using them to get what they want. Under Comey's FBI, agents not only served as tools for Hillary Clinton. Come on, just be honest about it. That Russian hit job, he knew all about it. He knew what was going on with it. Tried to cover his behind. Not, you know, it's total partisan abuse today. Grassley is the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, right? In July, he announced that the numerous highly credible whistleblowers have come forward about the scheme in place among certain FBI officials to help stifle the Hunter Biden laptop inquiry. They wanted to stop it. They knew if the information got out, it would kill Joe Biden's chances of taking Trump out. And some of the FBI agents who interfered in the 2016 election did it again in 2020. So now what? Right? Are they going to get away with this again? They're going to keep getting away with these kind of things? You know, I don't know what the next president can do. Can he wipe them up, start all over? Can he just kill it all together? Now, Grassley warned that if the FBI doesn't start rooting out the political bias, Americans will no longer trust them at all. And they're right. That's already happened. A staggering 47%, 47% of the public distrust the FBI already. Think about that. Even before the raid of Mar-a-Lago. That was before the raid of Mar-a-Lago. I'm sorry, I should have read that. These crime victims, witnesses, they hesitate to reach out to the FBI because they're afraid about what might happen to them. What if there's an investigation, you find out a very powerful legislative leader's son or daughter is involved in it? And you know too much. What's the remedy? You know, the FBI powers, is their mission too broad? Powers too wide? Congress can fix that. They created the agency. They increased its power under the USA Patriot Act, which we knew was a bad move. Should have been only temporary. They opened up the agency's snooping powers, domestic surveillance to protect national security. I mean, all of that stuff, did it really protect us? They need a total makeover. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, that's a toe tapper, right? Maybe? All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We were going through Trump again, getting it right again. Talking about how the raid is backfiring now. I'm telling you, they only have a couple of choices at this point. One of them is not very good. You try to arrest him on live TV, you try to arrest him, period. You know what's going to happen in this country? They're going to totally give up on the law. Totally. They already have to a big degree. When you look at the left, they're fine with what's going on in Seattle and Chicago and other places like that. Right? More than 80% of Republicans, more than 70% of independents said that it made them more motivated to vote in 2022. This came from a non-Republican group. Independents and Republican voters are united in their outrage. It's unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this before. This Gestapo-style injustice, if you want to call it that, has created a voting surge that's so significant that the polling won't even begin to reflect what's coming. I mean, I can tell you something. If they called me today and said to me, so who are you voting for? Man, I'd have a field day. I would just say, oh, I'm voting for, I would name my Democrat. Right, just to throw them for a loop. Because they're playing with the numbers anyway. They're playing around anyhow. By the way, at this point, the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach Trump, only 2 may, M-A-Y, may keep their seats. What do you think of that? Look, it's not for the love of Trump. It's for the love of the Constitution. It's for the love of the fact that we want you to follow the Constitution, period. End of discussion. Whether you like it or not, whether you like him or not, the law is the law is the law, right? Anyway, I started going down this road and I just got lost. The key Republican working on investigations of corruption in the Department of Justice, to include the FBI and Joe Biden's administration, says there are 14 whistleblowers that have already come forward. They've already given details on what happened. Now, 14 FBI agents have come to our office, and they're good people. This is according to Jim Jordan in Ohio, from Ohio. There's a lot of good people in the FBI. The top that is the problem. He's right. I don't know if you guys remember this. If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, like I said, I have family and friends in the FBI. And I was talking, one of them said, yep, they've got it. They're going to arrest her. They've got what they need to indict her. And so then I called him afterward. Would they let her go? When Comey said, you know, there's nothing here to see. I said, what the heck happened? He goes, oh, you know what happened. He said, the morale of the FBI is in the toilet. And it wasn't because they were going to arrest her, but they really finally felt that somebody was going to do something about an elected official that was very corrupt. And they didn't. Really threw these guys for a loop. Jim went on to say that some of these good agents are coming to us, telling us what is baloney, what's going on, the political nature now with the Justice Department, and God bless them for doing this. Right? Talking about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. The issues have been everywhere on how the FBI has been weaponized, likely beginning under Obama, according to them, when the Internal Revenue Service overly targeted conservatives and Christian organizations. Again, at the end of Obama's term, Democrats, the DOJ, and the FBI worked together to fabricate Russiagate. Didn't go anywhere. See, the truth will always prevail. It'll eventually always prevail. The facts now reveal it was Hillary Clinton who wanted to tie Trump to Russiagate. It's a distraction. Because her own trying to get you away from her email scandal. Remember, he was ready to go after these people. He did not know, I'm going to say it again, he did not know how deep the deep state was. He did not know how corrupt the deep state was. But cooperation with her were, you know, fans inside the FBI. They weren't going to put her away. They weren't going to do anything to her. You know, some of the members boasted of having an insurance policy against Trump's victory. Right? You heard it. You heard it on tape. The Washington Examiner's gone, and now they're documenting the whistleblowing that is developing in the FBI. The report explained that the congressman, who is a ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News, Trey Gowdy, number has risen to 14 after the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So more came forward. They don't like what they're seeing. They don't like what they're seeing happening. Now, the problem is that the upper echelon of the FBI, they have too many people protecting them right now. And I'm not so sure it's going to work afterward, after the election, even if we get what we need. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, Kevin McCarthy has been silent, has he not? Why is it he should be out every day talking about what they're doing and how they're doing? He should be in the people's face on a daily. Where is he? What's going on? He had pointed out only recently that several FBI whistleblowers had brought forward information about the DOJ's scheme to investigate parents who object to local school boards. Yeah, let me say that again. One of the whistleblowers brought forward information about the DOJ's plan to investigate parents who object to the local school boards. Right, this was an aggressive anti-parent and leftist agenda. On the Senate side, Chuck Grassley out of Iowa, he also confirmed that his team had gotten details for whistleblowers, including disclosures related to federal investigations, some into Hunter Biden. Right? And they have proof of his scheme to sell access to his dad. Why haven't we seen that? Where is it? It's becoming a well-known trail. You know, a whole bunch of agents are now coming forward. And they're saying, this has got to stop. Jordan said, thank goodness for these guys. I'm so glad that they're coming forward. I'm so glad that they're willing. Look, they are putting their lives on the line to a degree. I don't know what could happen to them. Look at some of those people on the negative side of the Clintons. They kind of disappeared. Bit the big one a little early, some of them. Right? Many analysts expect the GOP to be the majority in the U.S. House after November's elections, which will allow the party to carry out hearings, reviews, investigations, allegations of wrongdoing, and so on. Let's see how many of those that they bring forward. Let's see how many of those are investigated by the DOJ, what they do with them, if anything at all. Anyhow, as I said, always appreciate your time with me. All right, real quick, last one. There is a Senate candidate out of Ohio. His name is John Fetterman. And he is an equal opportunity critic. He really is. And thank God for that. Not that I'm touting him as somebody you should vote for, but, you know, he did a 30-second commercial. It's entitled, Washington's to Blame. This Pennsylvania Democrat, you know what? He didn't absolve Republicans or his own party from the current U.S. mess. Nobody. The ad starts out with Fetterman basically saying the truth is that our economy is a mess because of Washington. The rich, the powerful, the insiders, the lobbyists. They're lying about me to take the heat off of themselves. It's Washington's fault. Now, Fetterman added, they set the rules, they weakened our supply chain, they spiked inflation, but we can fix our economy. We've got to make more things here in America. We're going to cut taxes for working families. Congress shouldn't play in the stock market. He's so right. Right? Take on anyone that gets in the way. Now, the media TV buy, which reportedly runs in six figures, is slated to hit various Pennsylvania markets, including Pittsburgh. In another commercial, John's plan to hold Washington accountable, Fetterman pledges to address corporate greed, inflation, and other issues. The immediate proposals include banning members of Congress from trading stock and increasing production in the United States. Some of the Democrat Party might interpret this pledge as a thinly veiled knock on the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Ain't thinly veiled, it's right out there. She profited greatly from these stock trades, from having it for information. According to Real Clear Politics, which tracks all these various House, Senate, and gubernatorial races, Fetterman owns a decisive lead over Republican challenger Dr. Oz. That's over three major polls. It's an impressive lead considering how much money he didn't spend, and how much they did. Hey, grassroots, it does work if you do it right. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You've been listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.